You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Hello, my name is Ed Saunders, and I'm the manager of fund development for the Kidney Foundation across the Atlantic provinces. I've been here for a couple of years now and can quite enjoy the opportunity of trying to raise funds to help out the Kidney Foundation and our three key pillars. We provide funding for research that is world-renowned to help people with kidney disease and prevent kidney disease. We also provide information packages for people that are going through the process of kidney disease and try to talk to people about the health concerns around kidney disease. And also we have a direct financial support for patients that have kidney disease in many cases, and we try to help them out with a lot of the day-to-day living expenses, because kidney disease changes your life in such a macro way that it's good to have another source of funding for some of the small things that might slip under the cracks. So my job is to raise money and spread the word about the Kidney Foundation. Well, it's interesting that kidney disease ties in directly with all of the other major health concerns in Canada. People often who have cancer may have kidney cancer. People who have heart disease may have some of the risk factors that are associated with kidney disease. It's healthy eating, nutrition, that's part of what we talk about at the Kidney Foundation, is key, because it is one of the high connective areas. Diabetes, for example, a lot of people who have diabetes end up having kidney disease. So it's all about eating the right food and really taking care of yourself as much as possible. Kidney disease, it's interesting, kidney disease sort of goes under the radar, and we're trying to change that. About 1 in 10 Canadians have kidney disease, but a lot do not. So we want people to go out there and get tested, go to their doctors and have the test for kidney disease. It is a disease that unfortunately is on the rise in Canada and across the world. About 3 times the number of people have kidney disease in Canada than did 20 years ago, for example. As far as demographics, it used to be that it was very much associated with the older part of the demographic, but now more and more we are seeing all ages, right into infants, that have kidney disease. As a matter of fact, there are genetic propensities that some children are born with kidney disease. So it truly is a multi-generational disease right now, unfortunately. I don't think you should wait for any signs. The experts at the kidney disease would say, at the Kidney Foundation would say, you should be checking all the time on an ongoing basis, because some of the signs do not show. You're not going to see some of these things by the time you have kidney disease. In some cases, it's already well advanced. So it is something truly, every checkup that you're going through, you should do that for you and your children and your whole family. Because a lot of the time, you're not going to know you have it. That's what we talk about. 1 in 10 Canadians have kidney disease, but there's probably, of that percentage, 2 or 3 don't know that they have it. I'm not a medical expert, so I can't really speak from a medical point of view, but certainly it is a blood test and urine test that we're looking at. Well, that is what we do. The Kidney Foundation is a Canadian-wide foundation. We have a national website that provides information and patient services, patient connects, peer support programs. We have pieces that support proper nutrition. We have pieces that talk about, kidney-friendly cooking, for example. We have opportunities also through our national pieces and regional pieces to talk about speaking engagements that we would do, and also just getting the word out as much as possible for patients who have kidney disease. We've developed manuals that can tell you some of the steps of what you can expect to happen every sort of step of the way. We have a flight of brochures. We have a number of ways that we're trying to get out the information on kidney disease. And to do that, we also have special events that support what we're doing financially, which would include our Kidney Walk, which is a Canadian-wide signature event that we have, and we'll have 18 of those walks across Canada. 18 across Atlantic Canada, and over 100 to 150 across the country. Our Halifax one is going to be on Sunday, September the 9th in 2018. But we have other events. Different communities will have bowls. We sometimes have ticket raffles and things like that. We do have community events and a large variety of ways for people to participate. We try to work with businesses, sponsors, individual donations. Any way that people can help us, we'd love to talk. We do have a kids camp. It's called Camp Lots of Water. And it is a partnership that we have, and it is an opportunity for kids to go to camp for a week. Kids who have kidney disease mightn't get the opportunity because they have special medical needs, and you would need experts on site. So at Camp Brigadoon, we have one of the weeks that is dedicated to kids with kidney disease. And this past year, we had 29 kids from across Atlantic Canada that attended for a week. And the cool thing about it is they get to act just like normal kids, because everybody there has the same or similar diseases, and we have the medical staff right on hand to be able to help out. It's a partnership that we do with our friends at the IWK as partners. We're also very proud of some of the sponsors that are coming up to support this, including Boone Foods, which is A&W, and Scotiabank, and now the Halifax Youth Foundation, all supporters this year. So we're really grateful for that.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.